More than 100 schools across Vermont are trying a new way to keep kids from being disruptive. It's called PBIS, short for Positive Behavioral Interventions and Support. VPR's Charlotte Albright visited one elementary school recently that's commended for helping these kids.
This fall, Dothan Brook Elementary School in Hartford got a gold star from the state's Agency of Education for changing behavior by handing out fake money.
And there are variations on this in all schools. They personalize them to our own school. We have otter bucks because our mascot is the otter.
Dothan Brook Guidance Counselor Rebecca Lallier explains how the currency works.
So it looks like a dollar bill with an otter where the president's head belongs. And kids earn those for caring, safe, and responsible behaviors. Our expectations, we don't use the word rules, we use expectations, are that everyone here, adults and children, are caring, safe, and responsible.
Otter bucks can either be pooled by a whole classroom for, say, an extra recess, or redeemed personally for, say, a free book.
The light goes through the what?
The cracks in your fingers.
Oh, because I can't. Interesting. What do you think about that, Harley?
A bunch of third graders paused their lively science discussion to tell us how well they've been behaving lately.
I had my otter book because I was focused in reading group.
I got my otter book for being caring in art by being quiet.
My name is Jack, and I got my otter book for cleaning up fast without talking in art.
My name is Connor, and I got my otter book for being the first table to be quiet in art. Is this thing even work?
That last question was directed at our microphone. These students seem both curious and polite. Of course, some still do act out. But Principal Rick Dustin Eichler says detailed reports help teachers and parents figure out together exactly what's behind the bad behavior so they can address it. And that, he says, is a vast improvement on the bad old days of his youth.
Oh, I remember standing against the wall at recess, and which was the big thing, you're right. It wasn't seen as this teachable moment. Like one of the basic tenets of PBS is that students want to fit in.
What prevents them from fitting in, he says, is that they don't know what is expected of them until they're given specific goals. This school, like many others, also uses software called Class Dojo. Teachers can project a class list on the wall so everyone, minute by minute, can see who is getting kudos.
It is more public, yeah.
A few parents object to that public display of rewards. Critics of PBIS also worry it doesn't foster good behavior for its own sake, only for external rewards. But the system is encouraged by the state of Vermont and the federal government, and research shows that schools that adopt it are getting better academic as well as behavioral results. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.